Hello and welcome to Random Leftovers. This is a pilot episode for a series which we'll be doing, and I decided to let Farm host. So without further ado, here it is.
Yeah, well, I've just pressed record, so.
Yeah, I'm Tom Williams, and I am your co-host, even though I'm introducing this. And joining me is your leader and almighty God, Craig.
Hello, I am the cast of the Craig.
How was that?
Listen, all right, actually, yeah, it's all right. Looks like you've improved with your presenting.
Well, you know, I did do a year and a half on community radio.
Yeah.
Anyway,
University Radio.
This is really a pilot. On today's episode, it's just going to be the two of us. Today, we want to talk to you about several different things. I brought up the idea of talking about video games that have had an impact on us since the last recording. Now, the last recording was in mid-2010. So, it's been 3 years.
Has it?
I'm sure it was 2010.
Wow, it feels like it was only like yesterday.
I know, yeah, but I'm sure the last time we recorded was about June or July in 2010 when it was me, you and Scott. And we did 3 episodes on Craigcast Season 3. But this is the official return of
Technically,
Craigcast.
We did 4, but...
You know.
we never did that one. The episode that never was.
The episode that never happened.
One day we'll just release anything that we just never released before and it'll be like... I don't know what it'll be like, but it'll be like something.
Yeah. Anyway, so as I said, let's talk about video games that have had an impact on us. Craig, what video games have you been putting unhealthy hours into since we last recorded?
Well, Skyrim, I suppose, is notably one of the most... the best game to go to if you want to waste time on a video game.
The people who are listening to this will know about Skyrim most likely, but for those who have been under a rock for 3 years, tell us what Skyrim is, Craig.
It's essentially a massive open world game where you must level up, discover you are a dragonborn and kill dragons and train up to be blacksmithery, is that even a word? Do archery, you know, all this sorts of stuff. Or basically just a massive fantasy world, really.
A very much open world medieval kind of adventure then.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, I can't say much about it because I haven't played it, but I can say that it's said to be very addictive. Can you give any instances of that?
Well, I kind of leveled up to like level 23, and then I started playing it again recently, and I started all over again from scratch, and within 3 days, I was back up to level 23. So, it can become very addictive, and there will be a day when I will become level 100, or whatever the highest level is.
In my version of that, the game that I've been putting unhealthy hours into is Saints Row the Third. Now, I originally... got into the Saints Row the franchise around about the same time that we recorded Craigcast Episode 2.
Craigcast Episode 2? A long time
ago.
Yeah,
because... I know, yeah, that's around about 2009.
Oh, aren't you the one with the dates?
Well, you know, Craigcast Episode 2, that was when we were recording in the old radio studio at Shelley Campus.
Yes. Those were the
and,
days.
The reason I got into Saints Row 2 is you suggested that I came along with you to this new upstart shop at the time called CEX in Wolverhampton.
Was that then?
It was then, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I went to CEX in Wolverhampton with you, and that's when I got Saints Row 2 on PlayStation 3, which is the console I've got. And I got very much into that game. And when the third one came out, I was all up for it. The character that I used in Saints Row 2 did a version of the voice in Saints Row 3, the English Cockney voice.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I was very happy to find that voice because it's not very often in a video game that you find a protagonist with an English accent. The majority of video games, given that a lot of them are sort of done for the UK in America tend to portray the British as villains. Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, I want to play. I actually want to play Assassin's Creed 3 because pirates.
Yeah, well, I'm not a massive fan of the way that some games portray the British as villains.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we had a big, massive bugger-off empire back in the day, but we're not all bad, you know. And that's why a lot of Americans are biased against the Brits. I don't like the way that we're always villains in movies. I mean, going back as far as, you know, not just Brits, it's Europeans as a whole that are portrayed as villains by the Americans. You know,
you can go back.
Yeah, Die Hard. I love Die Hard. Both Gruber brothers were European.
But to be fair, though, what's his name? Yeah,
he's Rickman, awesome. Rickman.
Yeah, Alan Rickman.
Yeah, but I don't like the fact that the Brits are always victimised as villains. And, you know, I mean, Assassin's Creed 3 has got it really, really bad with the way that the villains are the Redcoats, King George's Redcoats.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose.
But obviously, I was very pleased that there was an English accent available in Saints Row, and that's something that really got me into the game, because I tend to find that when you do get a game with a British person, a British character, the Brits have got a better sense of humour, in my opinion. The British sense of humour, often talked about, but the British sense of humour is actually a lot better than some people would say. And that was what got me into the game straight off.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in an unhealthy amount of hours into that game. I've at present got about 98% of the game completed.
That's mental.
Yeah, I know. I at the time when I got the game, I put long 12-hour play sessions into it. I'm not proud of it, if I'm honest with you. But another reason why Saints Row is very interesting at present is at the day of recording this, THQ is going down.
Yes, there might not be Saints Row 4. It was in production.
From what I've heard is anything that was in production will be completed, but by its new people, because from what it looks as if all of the games that were in production are being auctioned off.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I really do hope that it does happen, because it's got a lot of people who'd be very upset to see it go, me included.
Well, I probably would have said that before, but no, I do not like it anymore.
And of course, THQ have got other things under their belt. THQ has got the license to make the WWE games.
Oh well, definitely get rid of them then.
Let's talk about Pokemon.
Oh, Pokemon. Can't get enough of that Pokemon.
Well, obviously, the way it worked with me, I don't know if this matches for you, but I played Pokemon Red and Blue and Yellow when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And because they came out in about 1998, 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And I played them when I was 8 and 9. And obviously, I did get Pokemon Gold and Silver as well. But after Gold and Silver, I didn't really play Pokemon for years. Years and years and years. Eventually coming back to Pokemon when they remade Red, Green, Gold and Silver in the fourth generation.
Yeah.
So I missed Diamond and Pearl.
Oh, yeah, I missed the same. I haven't been playing it either. It's only been recently I decided to get a DS just for Pokemon.
Well, I got a DS to coincide with the release of Soul Silver and Heart Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Heart Gold, which I'm replaying at the moment. But Soul Silver is the version I got first. And I put unhealthy hours into that game. And it was just like when I was a kid growing up and the whole world rotated around me playing Pokemon on my Game Boy.
Yeah.
No, you know, to the degree that I got up in the morning and I played Pokemon on my Game Boy, and then I went for my meals and I played Pokemon on my Game Boy between mouthfuls of my dinner.
Yeah, I know exactly.
And then
what you
I
mean.
Played Pokemon on my Game Boy. Then I played Pokemon on my Game Boy all the way up until I went to bed, and then I played Pokemon on my Game Boy until I was tired, and then I put it down, I went to sleep, to wake up the following morning and play Pokemon on my Game Boy. And that is how it was when we were kids.
Yeah, that's exactly how it was. And of course, you got your... Go on.
The only thing that mattered to us was defeating our rival, and our rival, who had who usually had a silly name, our rival, who was named after the person who was bullying you at school, or who you'd end up falling out with at school.
Now I've started naming my rivals after people, like friends and stuff. So, like, on Fire Red, it's Nathan, and on Heart Gold, it's Dan.
Well, on my version, I always use my rival as a colour, as the opposite colour.
Yeah.
In Heart Gold, it's always silver. And the reason it's silver is, I believe that's the canon name for the character.
Mm-hmm.
The canon name is Silver, and he's supposed to be Giovanni's son, is what I read up on it. But have you... How many hours do you think you put into playing Heart Gold when you first played it?
When I first played it, I played it for days. Like, I was on it all day, near enough every day, until I had to do an assignment. Then I put it down, and I haven't picked it up since, just because, you know, I haven't really had the thought to do so, unfortunately. But
I certainly thought when they did the remakes of the games that they got it spot on.
Yeah.
It was absolutely spot on, and they added bits in just the right places.
Oh yeah, yeah. The new ones are good. They are very good.
Now obviously while we're talking about new Pokemon games, I suppose we've got to get to the point of talking about the recently announced Pokemon X and Y.
Yes, I'm looking forward to them actually, because I bought the 3DS, and now found out that not only is there like a new Pokemon game coming out that I can get when it comes out, that it's actually in 3D, and I've been wanting not 3D. I mean, it's actually like in like a proper 3D world, but not 3D. But I think it is going to be 3D probably. But
I'll be honest. The footage I've seen of X and Y, it looks very much like the original Pokemon Stadium.
Does it?
It looks to me a lot like Pokemon Stadium, which is brilliant because we know the 3DS can do Nintendo 64 style graphics because they did it with Ocarina of Time.
I haven't played that yet, but I want to get it.
Again, it looks and sounds amazing, but I haven't got a 3DS. But X and Y, there's not much known about it at the moment, which is why I'm cagey about talking about what I think is going to happen with it. Mm-hmm. But from what I've seen, because I've watched the trailer a couple of times in order to give me an idea of what's coming, it looks like the region that it's set in is based a little bit off France.
France.
Because why? The way the streets look. It looks a bit like Paris.
Maybe. Do they base the streets off real places on Pokemon?
Well, I think they do.
Go on.
the Kanto region was based a bit off Japan.
Yeah, I can understand just, that.
But by the shape of the islands, and from what I've seen. Johto was based a little bit off different areas of Japan, so it wouldn't surprise me if they did base the region in X and Y a bit of France or Europe.
Potentially, they could do that, I guess. But I don't know. Would they really do that?
Okay, well, the Kanto region was quite based off Japan, definitely. And it would be quite interesting if they did base it off a different area. I mean, there's only so many times you can use the same island layout and call it something different. You know, and I mean, it's about time they did do Europe. I mean, it'd also be nice to see him do America maybe one time. And I don't mean set it in the place. So you've got to go and fight your first gym in Marseille. But I mean, like, set your use the place as a layout and then rename the areas.
Yeah,
I think that'd be awesome, and it'd be quite fun and games to try and work out what this area is based off. You know,
could be.
But obviously, not much is known about X and Y at the moment, so we can't really say a whole lot. So. Is there anything you want to say? You want to talk about that you've seen, that you've read about for the new game?
Well, I'm glad they're taking it into this sort of step of going into the more 3D-ish type level design and stuff like that. Because I was originally thinking it'd be good if they released a Pokemon like that on like the Wii U, and they did it like to Skyrim type level with like open world massive thing. But I definitely think that this new one's a step in the right direction.
Something I really wanted them to do was a very much open world Pokemon, like you say, but to the level of you can go to whatever region you want. Because I really liked in Heart Gold and Soul Silver the ability to go from the Johto region to the Kanto region.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd quite like them to open up every region. So I don't know. Maybe you start in this new region, and then when you've beaten the Pokemon League of this new region, you have the option to go to another area.
Yeah.
Another area. So sort of like you beat this first area, and then you're like, oh, you can go. You can now go, and you can fight the Kanto gym leaders.
Yeah.
And then when you beat them, oh, because you've beaten the Kanto gym leaders, people have heard about you, and you've been challenged to go and take on the Johto gym leaders. But I'd quite like the ability to be able to go all over. So, I mean, I'd quite like the ability at some point to return to Unova.
To where?
Unova, which is the area where Black and White is based.
Okay.
And you've also got, it'd be quite good to be able to go and fight the gym leaders in the Pokemon League in Hoenn and Sinnoh as well.
Hmm.
Which are the regions from Ruby and Sapphire and Pearl and Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be quite nice for them to just open up the whole of the Pokemon world, because we're supposed to believe that it's all in the same timeline, you know, the events of Red and Blue, or Red and Leaf Green and Fire Red, happened 3 years before the events of Gold and Silver. I'd quite like them to put it all into a timeline as well. So it's sort of like after Gold and Silver happened, over in another region, whilst Gold and Silver was happening, this was happening.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I quite like them to say that, because I know... And I know this is a bit of a spoiler for people who haven't played Black 2 and White 2. So cover your ears for a couple of minutes if you haven't done that. In Black 2 and White 2, once you've completed the Elite Four and beaten the champion, you get the opportunity to participate in the Pokemon World Tournament. Hmm. The Pokemon World Tournament is 3 matches against different trainers.
Yeah,
but you can do it several times, and it only opens after you've beaten the champion. And once you've done that, you can do like a Unova one. So in the Kanto one, you'll fight. It randomly picks which ones you'll fight. But I haven't got this far yet, but I know it's there. Once you've beaten all of the leaders, you get to fight the champions. Now the champions are the champions of each region.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like Red, Pokemon Trainer Red is an option there.
Yeah.
Red, who is the canon character who defeated Pokemon Red and Blue.
Mm-hmm.
You can also battle the Elite Four, from members of the Elite Four, and all sorts. It's a very interesting thing that they put into White. But what bothers me about it is the fact that it seems to close the book on everything.
I can understand that can be
That's something that worries me a little bit, because I don't want it to be in this 3D thing that we're getting in X and Y. I don't want it to be the end of. I don't want it to be the end of everything. Let's start a new universe. I want it to continue on in the same universe.
Yeah, that's not really something that you'd want to happen. Is it? You want to keep all the same, keep it all canon.
So obviously, Craig, at the time of recording this, the UK where we live has been buried under snow.
Yes, we've got lots of snow. Hopefully, it's going to stick for about 3 weeks or something again, like it did last time.
Yeah. Well. Obviously, we can't tell you what happens in the future, but it certainly looks quite Christmassy and wintry outside, even though it's middle of January.
Yeah, well, January is winter.
Yeah.
It's winter until now, the end of February.
Yeah, the next topic we're going to cover is, this is one that I've put up. Now, we can talk about this sort of while we're doing it. Interesting people to follow on Twitter, because obviously Craig and me are very interesting people, and we're both on Twitter.
Mm-hmm, we are.
So where can they find you on Twitter, Craig?
They can find me at yeah, that sounds a bit weird. They can find me at iCreggers, iCreggers.
And I can be found at Tom Williams 1990. That's the at sign TOMWILLIAMS 1990. Now, Craig, you and I are both happy for people to follow us and get in touch with us with their opinions on the podcast.
Yeah. Can you say that bit again? Because my computer spoke.
And of course, we both upload video logs, vlogs to YouTube, don't we?
Vlogs, yes.
Vlogs, yeah. So, what's your handle? What's your URL on YouTube, Craig?
Well, my URL is youtube.com/iCraig with an extra G. Apart from my name comes up as iCraigers Vlogs because it's linked to my Google Plus and that. And yeah, there's links on there to two other channels, including a video game channel and an extra channel.
And I upload to YouTube on AxelSteel21, AxelSteel21. That's because I set my YouTube account up in like 2007, and it doesn't let you change your name.
But you've linked it to your Google account, haven't you? So it comes up as your name.
Yeah, Tom Williams. Obviously, so mine is www.youtube.com/AxelSteel21.
Yeah.
So that's where we can be found on YouTube with our video. But obviously, if you want to get in touch with us individually, use our Twitter accounts, because we're very happy for you guys to give us your opinions. Obviously, this is a bit rough-handed. We decided to do this at about half an hour's notice.
Yeah, well, it is just a pilot.
Yeah, so if there's anything that you guys want us to cover in the next one, feel free to get in touch. So this has been the Return of Craigcast, coming to you pre-recorded via Skype. So, yeah.
This podcast this is not sponsored by Skype.
No, this podcast is not sponsored
Microsoft
by Skype.
Microsoft does not give us any money.
And to the degree that they cut out while we're trying to talk.
Speaking of that, did you know that MSN's like gonna be cut off soon?
It's not going. I thought it was going completely.
Yeah, it's gonna be cut off. I don't know what it is though.
So obviously we can talk about MSN when it finally goes in the next one. And thank you guys for giving us your time. We know this one might be a bit long. So thank you very much, guys, for interacting, and we hope to hear from you guys between episodes, and we'll try and get you a guest for the next one, maybe.
Yep, we shall do that. And there'll be less noise, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Actually, we don't know, because if we're having other people on... Hello.
Yep, so we will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for being here. I've been Tom, and he's been Craig. Or do you want to say that yourself?
Nah.
It's kind of weird. I'm the co-host and I'm pretty much leading.
Yeah.
But that's been Craigcast. I've been Tom.
All right.
Say I've been Craig, please.
What he said.
Yep. And we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.